This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of witnesses are expected to testify today on a measure that would ban the purchase and sale of so-called assault weapons across Colorado. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
Republicans strongly oppose the bill and say the hearing could last hours and hours as opponents raise a marathon of objections. Speaker Julie McCluskey represents a mountain district. She says she's still undecided.
In the more rural reaches, I hear a great deal of concern about the assault weapons ban. In my rural resort communities, I hear a great deal of support.
Backers argue banning these weapons is critical to protect public safety and prevent mass shootings. But even some gun control supporters question whether the law would be effective. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A proposal to give the state more authority over density and development in cities is moving forward with some changes. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
The land use bill originally would have forced many Colorado cities to allow condos and townhomes across all residential neighborhoods. But as they tried to get the bill through its first committee, the influential Democrats pushing it scaled that back to only require more density in certain areas. Dozens of Front Range mayors have protested the bill, calling it state overreach. Supporters say dramatic action is needed to meet Colorado's housing challenges. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Applications are pouring in for Durango's new e-bike rebate program. The city's Marty Poole says the effort was inspired by one in Denver. And like that program, Durango expects more requests than it can fund.
We have $50,000 total, and based on the interest, we are almost certainly going to max that out. That's why we are going with an application in a lottery system rather than first come, first serve, which we saw ran into some issues. We don't want to be Ticketmaster. We can't handle that.
Durango's rebates include extra money for shopping at a local bike shop. This is CPR News.